Hallelujah. All right, I bet you we're live somewhere, Abigail, huh? Amen. See, I'm not like Sandy. I'm not going to wait. Amen. Good morning. God bless you in the name of Jesus. What an honor and a privilege it is to be before the house, to be in the house of the Lord, before the people of God. It is an honor to be here. Amen. And I just... today, this seems to be a little bit, I guess I want to say a little urgent. It's like the Lord is pressing, it's like the Lord is trying to press the point, if people are understanding. The Lord is trying to make a point. I was thinking on my way up here that people used to, I believe, of course I wasn't there, so I don't know. Personally, but I believe that people used to say, I wish Noah would hurry up and stop preaching. I'm sick of Noah preaching. Why don't he just shut up? He's been preaching for years and preaching for years. And one day he stopped preaching. Did you know that? One day Noah stopped preaching. Of course, it wasn't a good day for the rest of the world, because when he stopped preaching, the flood started. Y'all follow what I'm saying? One day they're going to be wishing, I wish they stopped talking to me about Jesus. I wish they'd leave me alone. Stop talking about this rapture. Stop talking about Jesus coming back. I wish they'd just shut up. And one day we will. Right? Won't be the best day for them, because when we stop preaching this, it's because it's already happened. When Noah was preaching, it was prophecy. One day it happened, and it was no longer prophecy, it was history, right? They kept talking about Jesus is coming one day, the Messiah is coming. It was prophecy, and then the next day, it was history. Y'all follow what I'm saying? Right now, the rapture is prophecy. It's gonna happen. One day, it's not gonna be prophecy, it's gonna be history. My question is, what side of history are you going to be on? That's the scary part. Amen. Here's what the Lord gave me a few days ago, and I was so happy because he gave it to me early and not the morning of. And I was elated. He says, he reminded me, life without Christ is to have no life at all. Okay. Let me finish it. Christ is life. Know Christ, K-N-O-W. And no life, K-N-O-W. No Christ, N-O. No life, N-O. Y'all catch it? If you know Christ, you know life. If you say no to Christ, you have no life. It's just that simple. There's only one way in, okay? And when you get to hell, there's no way out. You follow me? All right, so this is what I have. I have some scriptures that I would like for you to study after service. Can I get you to write the scriptures down?
Yes.
Okay? See, I'm giving you a heads up. Write the scriptures down. These are great scriptures. And I'm going to try to be done at 11:30 so we can go into prayer, so we can have prayer in-house.
Amen.
Okay? Amen. See? All right. So, John 14:6 and John 6:48, John 6:33. And John 6:27. Should I do it again? Okay. John 14:6. Say when I can go.
Yes.
John 6:48.
Yes.
6:33.
Yes.
And 6:27. Last one. 1 John 5:11. That's where we're going. Okay? This is good stuff, y'all.
Amen.
This is good. Hey, Pastor Ben, this is regarding Keith C. Hey, Pastor Ben, just messaging you to ask for Keith. I got your prayer request, and I'll be praying. I'll put it on my front page, so I'll remember this to let you know that I got it, and we'll be praying. I mean, okay, so now, reasons living without Jesus Christ does not work. Okay? Reasons for, y'all awake here? Is this thing on? Okay. Y'all grunt, bark, do something. Just let me know you're here, okay? Amen. Reasons living without Christ does not work. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay. There are a billion reasons. I only have five or six. but there are a billion of them, okay? Number one, you need to be perfect to meet God's standards, and you can't even come close by your own efforts. When you get before God, you don't want God looking at you. You want God looking at him in you. Okay? That's our righteousness. Jesus Christ is our righteousness. When you stand before God, I don't want God looking at Ben. I want God looking at me and seeing himself and justifying me because of himself. That's what I need God to look at. I don't need God looking at me and remembering all the stuff I did since I've been here. I don't have anything to pay for that bill. Do y'all follow me? I have nothing that can cover the damage that I did in my flesh. So I don't want God looking at me. She's trying to get your attention. I don't want God looking at me. I want God looking at himself in me, which is the Holy Spirit. Amen. So if you're approaching the throne of God and you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're going to have a really bad day. Your court day is not going to be well for you.
Right.
Okay? All right, and you can find that in Isaiah 64:6. You don't have to write that down, but you can. Well, what it says is, we have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away. Like the wind take us away. Okay, that's what's in Isaiah. Number two, you waste your whole life pursuing stuff and people that never brings you real joy and peace. Amen. Have you met people that have all kind of stuff? They got the finest cars and the nicest houses and look like they got the Brady Bunch family and all, and they're the most miserable people you've ever met. Money doesn't excite them because they have all the money that they need. Up the house, they could go to Paris every other Thursday if they wanted to. You know, they just have everything, but they're still missing something.
Empty.
That's the word, thank you. But they're still empty. Because you cannot feel, every person that's born, from my understanding, every person that's born has a place inside them that's reserved only for Christ. And nothing else will fill that place except Christ. It's just like, have you ever wanted water and didn't have anything, but you had soda, you had orange juice, you had milk, you had coffee, you had tea, but you didn't have any, just water. And you're like, yeah, that's good, but I really want some water. And so no matter what you drink, nothing fills the place of that water. Even if you're completely full, it's like, yeah, but I'm missing something. Because you need that water. That's the same way it is with Christ. You can't live without the natural water. You cannot live without the living water. You must have the living water, which is Christ. Nothing else will fill that position except Christ, because it's only made for him. He's the only one worthy to enter into that place that he's put in you, reserved for himself.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Ben. You're so right. Amen. I know. Thank you very much. Amen. I wish somebody online would say amen or hallelujah. Can y'all please say something? Amen, hallelujah. I ain't talking about y'all. I'm talking to people online. Amen, y'all, because I'm through with them for now. Y'all say something. Send me an amen or send me a hallelujah or send me something, because I got to pump them up to get them going. You know, or maybe they're just listening.
They were saying amen. What's wrong with your ears?
I'm just ducky. I'm just ducky. Amen. I guess. Yeah, I'm just, thank you, Emerson. Come on up here, Emerson. That's my homie. Amen. Emerson's like, no, I'm cool. Emerson's like, I'll say it, but I don't want nobody to see me say it. Amen. All right, Emerson, I'm going to let you slide because you my homie. Amen. Here's number three. You're trying to find purpose in life without, did I read that already? You are trying to find purpose in life without ever connecting with the only one who can give you real purpose. What my purpose in life? Why was I made? What is the plan for my life? I wonder why. And you search everywhere except the Creator. It's like taking your brand new Toyota to a Buick dealer. They got to call Toyota to see what's wrong with your car. Right? Y'all follow me?
Amen.
You go to the source. If you want to know what your purpose is in life, go to the source. Go to the creator. If Kia made you, If Kia, if you're driving a new Kia and you got a problem, don't go to Buick, go to Kia.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
It just makes sense, right?
Yeah.
It only makes sense if I got a broke leg, I'm not going to the dentist.
Amen.
It just don't make sense. Well, I've been to the doctor. What doctor you been to? I went to the foot specialist. But your leg is broken. Yeah, but he's close to the foot, so he ought to be able to tell me something. You go where? Special. Am I special?
Oh, that's
in that special. Whew, thought you were talking about me for a minute. You go to the source. Amen. All right, and where was it? And you can go to Romans 12, 1 and 2 for that. Number four, being religious in order to clean up is about as beneficial as putting perfume and nice clothes on a corpse and calling it a full life.
Mm.
Amen. You might as well go ahead and just makeup it up and little toilet water or pew water. What kind of water do they call that? No, you know that.
Oh, that's about it.
Yeah, what you said. But they got...
Face mist.
Toilet, huh?
Face mist, right?
Or
what?
No,
it's toilet water.
It's perfume.
Setting spray?
It's perfume.
Perfume, y'all. That's setting spray. Got no hair. What I need setting spray for?
Setting spray for makeup as well.
Oh, for me? Oh, I don't wear makeup. I don't. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, well, I was interrupted. What I was trying to say, trying to put, okay, you know what? I have a great thing. I had an old clunker that needed a paint job. And I really wanted to paint that car, but I said, that would be really stupid. I said, because I need the transmission checked. I need some more work done on the engine and I need some tires. I said, so to spend money to paint a car when it needs engine work is really stupid. Because even after you paint the car, when it stops running, what you gonna do with a painted car with no engine?
Right.
It only makes sense to fix the problem so the car can keep running. And then if I have anything extra, then I throw a little spray paint on the car.
Yes.
Right? Does that make sense, Emerson?
Yes.
But you have a lot of people that wanna look good. They're rotten on the inside, but from the appearance, they appear to look good. They appear to look holy. They appear to have a relationship with God. They appear to be righteous. They appear, but then when you peel back some of that stuff, it stinks. It's like a corpse. Y'all follow what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you can't, the Bible says know the Spirit by the Spirit. You cannot just assume a person knows God just by the way they dress.
Amen.
Because you have people that are on the street that know more God than a lot of pastors that are preaching. So don't fool yourself thinking that appearances is all. The man that sat at the rich man's table, Lazarus, he went to Abraham's bosom. The rich man went to hell. Who looked better?
Right.
The rich man.
Right.
Who had more stuff? The rich man. Who was more influential? The rich man. Who died and went to hell?
The rich man.
But the poor man that people ignored and overlooked and thought didn't mean much, he ended up in Abraham's bosom. And we all know what happened after Christ died on the cross and he went down and he freed them and escorted them up into the kingdom. So the poor man who had nothing and didn't look like all that in a bag of chips ended up in heaven where we're trying to get, and the cat that looked like he had everything going on ended up in hell. Amen. Don't let looks fool you, because looks change. Amen. Good morning, Pastor Drea. Where's the Rebbe? He must have a second car.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Amen. Because if he only had one car, he'd be here. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless our pastor. Amen. We love him anyway. Amen. Number five, your enemy is stronger than you. If you don't have the Spirit of Christ in you, y'all follow me?
Amen.
If you do not have the Spirit of Christ in you, your enemy is stronger than you and can beat you down every time without divine intervention. Mm. If you think, I wish I could remember where the scripture is where that man was trying to cast out demons. And that demon looked at him, he said, Paul I know and Jesus I know. He said, but who are you? He whooped, the Bible says, beat his clothes off of him while he was running naked down the street. You tried to make a demon, but you don't have authority over demons if you don't have Christ.
Amen. Amen.
That's an Acts.
They must be new here. Acts 19.
Yes.
19 what?
Starting at about 13.
Around Acts 19, right around 13, start there. And he goes, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And I'm sure when the demon got through laughing, he's like, look, dude, we about to have a problem. You about to get embarrassed. You about to get wounded. You about to be beat out your clothes because you're trying to claim something that don't belong to you.
Amen.
Amen? All right, I'm going to keep going because I can keep going on that. That's John 5:15. Oh, no. That was strong. That was 1 Peter 5 and 8. You are made to bring glory to God, and you are trying to give it to someone or something else, and it's making you miserable inside.
Amen.
You were created to give God glory.
Yes.
The Bible says God is a jealous God. God don't like that. Your spouse depends on you for everything. And then when you need something, they're giving it to somebody else.
Ooh.
How you gonna feel about that?
Not good.
It'd be good. Ooh. She didn't pull no punches. She's like, oh, he out of here. No, I don't think she meant to me. I think she meant to everybody. Amen. God is a jealous God. God, you were created in God's image for the purpose of God. You belong. You were created for God.
Amen.
When you choose to give all of your attention, all of your affections, all of your goodness to someone that has absolutely nothing to do with you being here, the one that's the cause for you being here might have a problem with that.
Amen.
And you're going to realize that either before you meet him, hopefully, and fix it, or you will absolutely realize that when you meet him. Amen?
Amen.
You don't take what God has given you and give it to the enemy. I think they call that treason. Or in God's case, high treason. It's a treason when you take military secrets from your government and sell them or give them to another government.
Yes.
Isn't that treason?
Yes.
Wouldn't you consider this treason you're taking from your God to give to God's enemy? That's what you're doing.
Amen.
When you take the life that God has given you and you give it to the enemy, that's high treason. You're taking the joy and giving it to the enemy. You're taking the life that God has given you and giving it to the... See, these are the things that you have to pay for when you meet God if you don't have Christ paying the price for you. These are the things that people don't think about that God is thinking about very much. And you think, oh, God's going to allow me in because, you know, I'm cute. First of all, it depends on who's looking at you to decide whether or not you're cute. Because just because you're cute to you in the mirror, don't mean the people next to you think you all that in a bag of chips. I'm just saying. You know, it is very true. You might, ooh, ooh, in the eyes of the beholder. And so you might be a knockout to you. But you might not be a knockout to Jesus. That's all I'm saying. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You think you, oh, and God's like, oh, you know, you might, you know, I'm just saying. And so you trying to get before God with all your charm, and God's like, where's the button? Where's the booby hatch? God's going to dump you because you're not all that. If you don't have Christ in you, you are nothing to God.
Amen.
You mean absolutely nothing. If you're not operating in the Spirit, if you are not a worshiper of God, if you're not seeking God, you're not all that.
Amen.
And you're not going to win any contest when you get before God. He's not looking at the dress that you wore last week or the pants you got on when you died or you know, your bank. None of that stuff matters to God. Nope. Only the relationship you have with him is what matters. And if you have no relationship, you have no. That's why he says, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I don't know you. We don't have an intimate relationship. We, in an intimate relationship, I talk to you, you talk to me, we snuggle, we cuddle, you know, I bear your burdens, you bear mine, we're together, we have a relationship. I'm concerned about you, you're concerned about me, we're concerned about each other. I give you what you need, you give me what I need, and both our needs are met. If you don't have that relationship with God, God does not, it's like Mary.
It's 11:34.
Thank you, baby. It's like Mary. Mary said, when she found out that she was pregnant, she says, I don't know him. I don't know a man. She doesn't have she never had an intimate relationship. She's never had a personal one-on-one relationship. She's like, I don't know anybody like that. That's what God is saying. If you don't have an intimate personal relationship with me, I don't know you.
Amen.
And if I don't know you, you're gonna let people in your house at midnight that you don't know?
No.
No. God's like, it's midnight and I don't know you.
Amen.
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 One more, I think, before I, and this is the one I really wanted. This is number 9, and you can Romans 6:23. You will face a terrible judgment by the most powerful judge of all, who has overwhelming proof against you and can give you the most devastating punishment, and you are willing to take a chance that it will all go in your favor without any real reason to believe. So expect that you will come out okay. You go into a courtroom, guilty of sin, completely unprepared, with no lawyer. And I just believe, shum like a lock, clock, shaka like a hum, I'm just gonna have a great day. And the judge, hum ba sha, is gonna see me through. He's gonna trust me. Really?
No.
You really think that just because you did shoot a few hamalamas and you recited a couple of scriptures that you're okay? And you're going to go before the all-powerful judge with no reasonable expectation of winning, just believing and trusting that I'm a good person, and so I'll be okay. You really think that that's going to work out in your favor?
No.
Because the judge has overwhelming evidence that you are guilty. You have no witnesses to speak on your behalf. You have nothing to prove or to even present to the court that you are remotely innocent. But because of what you've been taught while you were here, you think everything's going to be okay. And you're willing to take that chance on your eternity. Anybody?
No.
Any? But that's what you're doing. When you don't allow Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you're taking a chance on eternity. Who wants to go to eternity on a chance? Here's your chance. You're going to lose. That's your chance. Here's your chance. You're going to hell. Here's your chance. You're not going to make it. You don't want to go before God with nothing to present and nobody to represent you. Can you imagine going to the Supreme Court and the justices are waiting for you to speak and you say, it's me, I'm innocent, I'm done, Your Honor. When they have catalogs, pictures. Just think about your life. How much stuff have you done that you know was wrong? Not to mention the stuff that you were unaware that you caused by the wrong that you've done. And God has catalogs. What do you think's in that book? What do you think that we need the blood to wash it clean? What do you think he's washing? He's washing your sins away. All that stuff that you realized and didn't realize. All that stuff you caused and you caused unknowingly. All the sins that you committed that you were aware of and you weren't. All the things, because your one sin caused Adam's sin in the garden, Adam and Eve, caused the calamity of the world. Can you imagine him having to pay for all of that? I'm just saying. You think you're a legend in your own mind here. But when you get before God, it's not going to be like that. You're a big fish here in your little bitty pond. But when you get before God, you're nothing. And if you don't have Christ representing you, you're less than nothing. He said, depart from me. We don't have we never had an intimate relationship. I never had a relationship with you. We were never in love. God says, we were never in love. You never loved me. We were never in love. I saw you in passing, but we were never in love. You've had people that you went to school with that you saw in passing that you liked, but you didn't love them. Mm-hmm. And God's like, we were never in love. I don't know you. We have there's no passion between us. There's no heat. Right. You live in my world. I'm cleaning up my world, so you got to go. Amen?
Amen?
All right, I'm done with that. Is that good?
Yeah.
Amen. I hope you got those scriptures and you wrote them down. I really do, because they're awesome scriptures. I have more. Anybody that want a copy of this, if you know, just let me know. I'll be happy to send it to you. Amen. I got a couple of prayers. How many prayers do we have this?
About four.
Okay, amen.
You ready?
I am.
Wow, okay. this one, they didn't give the name, but we'll call them New Release.
New Release.
They're asking for prayer against visitations of formal sinful life in dreams and harm to God.
So the enemy can't get you to do what he wants. So do you know, if the enemy cannot get you to sin, he'll try to sneak up on you in your dreams. Mm-hmm. He'll try to make you, because sometimes the dreams feel real. Sometimes you wake up and you're like, because the dreams feel, it's like, it. Has that ever happened to anybody besides me? You wake up and you're like, what happened?
Yeah.
And you're like, did that really happen? It's like, they're like, no, you were dreaming. I'm like, oh man, I thought I was really, you know, you wake up tired, sweating because you've been running in your dream. Mm-hmm. You know, or you wake up and you got the jibby leg because you're trying to climb a mountain or something. You know, you think the dream is real. So if Satan can't get you while you're awake, he will try to attack you in your dreams, which is one of the reasons why you need to, when you lay your head down, you need to be communicating with God when you lay down.
Amen.
You need to be talking to God. I don't mean on your, you know, God. I mean, just having a conversation with God. Just talk to God about your day. God should be the last thing on your mind when you go to sleep and the first thing on your mind when you wake up.
Amen.
That, and you know, hitting your knees before you go to bed is, I recommend it highly.
Yeah.
Giving God honor at the end of your day. I believe God will take that as an honor.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Giving God your first fruit when you wake up.
Amen.
Talking to God. Good morning, Lord. How you doing?
Right.
You know, I don't know what today is going to be like, but I know you're in it.
Amen.
And so I give you praise. And I'm just talk. Let God be the first one you talk to in the morning. Is it got hot in here? Did it get hot to anybody else?
No.
Mercy. I got to take off some of these layers. Giving God your best and your first.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. And so what's the, oh, they didn't give it in. What do we call them?
New release.
So we're going to be praying for new release. And all of you that are having issues with prayer, with the enemy attacking you while you're in your sleep, anoint your bed, anoint your hands, lay hand, anoint your, that's what I do. If I feel I need something before I anoint my hands, and then I anoint my face. I talk to God. You have to fight even when you sleep. And that's how you do it. And that's how you, it's going to bed with your armor on. You don't take your armor off because you're going to bed. You go to bed with your armor on because you don't know when you're going to have to jump up and fight.
Amen.
Jump up and run.
Uh-huh.
You know, you might need your armor on while you're dreaming. Bob and weave. Amen? All right. So let's pray for new release.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to give you praise and to magnify you. We open our hearts and our minds to receive you. Whatever you say, whatever you do, whatever your perfect will is, Lord, yes. Whatever your desire is for our lives, Lord, for my life, yes. Father, we're praying for new release and all of those that the enemy is trying to attack in their sleep. We're praying, Lord, that you would give them wisdom on how to prepare themselves when they're about to go to bed, how to prepare themselves when they're about to call it a day, how to prepare themselves when they lay down, and how to prepare their day when they get up, that they will minister to you. Do you know the Lord loves it when you minister back to him what he's ministered to you? Amen. Did you know that? Amen. The Lord loves it when you minister back to him what he's ministered to you, because you know what? One thing that tells him, you are listening. If your children can come back and recite to you what you told them to do 2 weeks ago, you'd be like, whoa, I got the best kid ever, right? God is a parent. When you can tell God, when you can recite to God what God told you about you or what God told you about him, and you can recite back to God, this is having a conversation. You don't always have to talk about the Bible to God. God knows what the Bible says. He wrote it. Why don't you talk to God about you and him? What kind of relationship is it where the only person that you talk about is you?
Selfish.
Every conversation ends up with you. The only people that I'm interested in talking about is me. When I get ready to talk, the phone rings. When I get ready to talk, you gotta go to the bathroom. But as long as you're talking, everything ends up being about you. What kind of relationship is that? Lord, every time you get on your knees, Lord, I need. Lord, can you give me? Lord, would you do? Lord, and as soon as you finish, the Lord, get ready to talk. All right, Lord, I'm finished. I'll see you tonight.
Oh, wow.
And Lord's like, but I didn't say anything yet. Well, I said all I needed to say, Lord. I prayed. What kind of relationship is that? That's one of the relationships you want to dump, right?
Yes. Amen.
I mean, I'm just speaking for me.
Yes.
Let me go back to prayer now. And so, good morning, Jacqua. And so, Father, we pray that you will fight the battles for those that are fighting in their dreams, for those that are fighting in their sleep, for those that feel that they have no control. Help them to understand through the Holy Spirit they have control, because greater is he that's in us than he or anything else that is in the world. We bless you, we give you praise, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. What else you got?
Amen. Our next prayer is from Stephen. He's asking for prayer for his son and his son's wife, his son Nicholas.
Nicholas.
And Nicholas's wife, Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for them to receive the saving knowledge of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. That goes in line with, that's the father asking for a son?
Yes.
And so I wrote a note here that we want to pray for mothers and fathers that are praying for their children and their grandchildren and even their great-grandchildren. So his name is Nicholas?
Stephen.
So we want to pray for Stephen and all of those that are praying for their children and their grandchildren and their children, because this is a big deal. Pastor Dre, I was saying earlier when I first started, I feel a sense of that the Lord is nudging me that this is an urgent thing that we're in. That there's people think that, have you met people that think that they're just going to live forever?
Mm-hmm.
Or they live like they think they're going to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They may not say it, but their actions, they're going to be 21 forever. They're going to always be healthy. And they're going to always have what they need. They never, y'all are so far back. I hate that up here. What? I don't have the cooties. I washed, I sprayed and everything. I'm good. I even got some breath mint. If y'all scared, I can, you know, if it's hawking, I can, there we go. So come on up here. Because they stared us so far back. I'm like, is it me? Amen. You too, get up here. Get on up here. You get on up here. It ain't but a handful of us here. Y'all can come up. Because whatever I had, y'all got it now anyway, because I done hugged all of you. So don't worry now. It don't matter now. All except me. Y'all gonna all accept the Johnny come lately. No. Amen. See, it pays to be late. See, okay. Amen. Amen. They family. I can amen. And believe me, when y'all not watching, they get me too. So don't feel bad for them at all. Let me tell you, don't be all pastor. No. Amen. So for those that are praying for children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, we want to pray. Can I get you all to lift your hands up? Some of you all may have children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. I do. Amen. And we want to pray for them all, because even though we put the best in them that we had available, it's still their choice. You can't be over their shoulder everywhere they are. You just have to trust that what you put in them, they will utilize. Yes. Amen. Because God put it in us, and it's up to us to use what he gave us. He's not going to make you love him, but he will allow you and encourage you to love him. He will make himself available so that you can love him. But he's not going to make you. Even though he really wants you to love him, he's not going to make you. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before your altar, as we stand with your people, we pray for every person. What's their name, Nikki?
Nicholas and Carrie.
For Nicholas and Carrie. For the loved ones, for Nicholas and Carrie's.
For Stephen's son and daughter-in-law.
That's what I meant. For Stephen's son and daughter-in-law, Nicholas and Carrie.
Yes.
And for all of those, all of us that are praying for our loved ones, our in-laws, our families, our grandchildren, our children, our great-grandchildren, we're praying, Father, that you would remind them of who they are in you, that you would remind them that you created them, that you would remind them that they need you. They must have you. There is no way around not having you. They cannot not have you. They must have you. And as much as we want them to want you, we cannot make them want you. But Lord, if you could push them to the cross, whatever it takes, whatever it costs, push them to the cross, because we're concerned. We're not concerned about their comfort. We're concerned about their salvation.
Yeah.
We're not concerned whether or not they like us. We're concerned about their eternity. We're not concerned whether or not it's comfortable for them. We're concerned about their eternity. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are praying for their eternity, that they will have eternal life. And the only way they can get that is through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are not in the last days. We're in the last moments. And while there's still time, we're praying for deliverance for all those that are in need of deliverance. All of our loved ones, all of our families, all of our friends, all of those that we care about, all of those we're praying, our neighbors, our co-workers, our students, all of those that are in need, we're praying. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Also, I want to pray for the children that are praying for their families. You have children that are praying for parents, because some of the parents have just gone buck wild. Mm-hmm. Some of the parents have forgotten that they need Jesus too.
Right.
And they just forgot. And so, not just them, but there are people, I got some requests, there are people, they're the only ones in their family saved. And the family's giving them a hard time because they're trying to show the light of Christ. And they keep coming against the light of Christ. And so it's a battle, because cockroaches don't like the lights on.
Right. Nope.
You flick the lights on, they're like, they don't want, they don't want, right? Unless y'all got some of them Brooklyn or Compton cockroaches and they stand up like, what's up? You know, you know, that's a whole different story. But, you know, they don't, people love, believe it or not, there are people that love being in darkness because they feel they can do what they want to do and get away with it. They feel that they can do what they want to do and no one's watching. What they fail to realize is God is still watching. And what you do in the light, it is high noon to God. You cannot hide from God. You're in darkness, but God sees everything. Our God knows your every thought before it becomes your thought, right? There are scribe angels writing down everything that you think. Everything you think. Every action that you do, there's an angel writing it down. What do you think's in that book? Yeah, I gave $5, but I didn't want to, but my mama made me do it. Right? Amen. Yeah, here's some water, take it, old bum. Mm-hmm. Right? No one heard you say it because you never said it. But God heard it.
Amen.
God said, you got that? I got it, Lord. Amen. Old bum. Everything. How you treat your kid. See, you might act saved here, but your kids know the real story.
Amen.
Your neighbors, they know something.
Amen.
Right? Rats can live saved for an hour. They just hide out. They go to church. Rats go to church. That don't mean they saved. Right? Amen. Flies go to church. That don't mean they saved. Everything can act saved for an hour. But I want to know what your neighbors, what you do when the preacher's not there. What you do when it's just you and your neighbors? What are your kids saying about you? Do your kids ever see you pray?
Yeah.
Your kids ever see you crack a Bible? Your kids ever see you ministering to anybody? Do your kids ever see you sitting down just? What do your kids know about you that you think nobody knows?
Everything.
See, these are the things that God's looking at, and you think nobody knows. Yeah, Lord, I know that was yours, but. You know, we know one another. So, you know, we straight, right? Right?
No.
God, you cannot fool God. You cannot pull a fast one on God. You can't, all the little.
Yes. Amen.
Y'all get my drift, right?
Yes.
Coming to church trying to look saved around me, you're just wasting your time. Because if God wants me to know what's going on with you, he's going to tell me before you get here.
That's true.
So when you get here, I'll be ready.
Amen.
Ask some people that have been here before. One lady had a dream about prayer. Told Pastor Sandy, came to church, and exactly what she dreamed is exactly what said. She got mad and left the church.
Oh, wow. Yep.
So acting saved around other, you're just wasting your time. If you're going to hell, just go. Have all the fun you can. Get into all the devilment you can because you're going to be in eternity forever. So if you just want to go to hell, just go. Stop pretending you saved. God knows the truth. And the people that have the Spirit of God in them, they know too.
Amen.
And even though they may not say a word, we're praying. Lord, wake them up before it's too late.
Amen.
We're praying.
Amen.
You may think you're getting away with something. Our silence is because we're praying.
Amen.
It's not because we don't see you. It's because we do see you and we're praying.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Speaking of praying, let me pray. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for those that are praying for their parents, their guardians, their loved ones. We're praying that you would lift them up, that they will continue to pray, and that you will shine a light on those atmospheres of darkness and expose them so that they will run to you. Because there is no hiding in Christ. There is no hide. There is nothing. There's nowhere they can hide. There's nowhere that they are not seen. There's nowhere. There's no place that a scribe angel is not somewhere writing down their very thoughts, the very meanings and the purposes of why they do what they do. You know everything. And so, Lord, if they are aware that you already know, maybe they'll come back. Maybe they'll come home. We're praying, Lord, that you would help them to understand that they need you, because eternity does not end. Time ends. Eternity does not end. For those that are praying for their families, their parents, their grandparents, their great-grandparents, we stand in the gap with them and pray with them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. What you got, Pastor Lucia?
We have an update on the twins.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Talk to me.
Micah's infection numbers have gone down some more.
Yes.
They had a conference. They had a conference scheduled with the doctors this coming week to talk about the treatment and expectations. His vitals are stable. And they're anxious to learn, you know, what else needs to be done, because he needs heart surgery,
mm-hmm.
and he needs brain surgery.
Brains, oh, because some things that happen because of lack of oxygen.
Well, they have to do a shunt to drain the fluid from his brain.
Okay. Oh,
he did have another eye exam and everything looks normal.
Praise God. Amen. Good. Amen.
Now, Makai, they moved the feeding tube to his nose, which is progression.
Praise the Lord.
That they're getting ready to start him on taking a bottle.
Oh, amen. Amen.
His weight has jumped by 1,880 grams, but the doctor believes that that's all fluid.
Uh-huh.
So she's going to put him on a diuretic to drain the fluid to see what his actual weight is.
Mm-hmm.
And he is also scheduled for his eye exam, so they'll see how his eyes are doing.
Amen. Amen. Please keep us posted on the twins. Because we're constantly praying. We're praying, we're praying, we're praying. We have not forgotten. And even when we're not praying for, I don't know about anybody else's family, but even when we're not praying for every member on the list, our family include the twins when we're praying for our family. Amen. So please, please, and there are many people that are praying for the twins, please keep us posted. We really want to know how the Lord is delivering them, because I believe, well, based on how long we're here, well, they've already got a testimony because they're still here.
Yeah.
Amen. So, and then they're going in the right direction. So they already have a testimony, but we want to continue to pray with them and for them. Amen. are we praying for them?
Keep praying. Go ahead and pray.
Amen. Yeah. Father, how many prayers do we have left?
One more.
Amen. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the progression of the twins.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, because the enemy tried to pull them the opposite direction, and you rejected that and reversed that in the name of Jesus, and they are moving forward in the right direction. And we give you praise and we magnify you. We pray over the guardians, the loved ones, the parents that are caring for the twins. Give them the provisions that they need so that they can continue to support those children. Because, Lord, even though they are not completely healthy at this moment here, they will be completely and absolutely healthy when we get to heaven.
Yeah.
Completely and absolutely healthy, perfect, when we all get before God. And so, Father, we thank you for an opportunity to pray with them and for them and for the loved ones and the parents, in Jesus' name. Amen. We also want to, praying for the soldiers who are the, okay, I already did that. Okay, before we end, we want to pray for coworkers, neighbors, loved ones, and friends.
Okay,
but go ahead.
Our last prayer is for Janelle.
Oh, yeah.
Janelle returned to the hospital. They admitted her last night.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a lot of pain and she's unable to keep anything down, so they need to check and see what's going on.
Okay, so we have Janelle, Verna,
Marcus,
and we always have the twins. There was somebody else. Amen. I can't think of it right now. But there was someone else. But when I think of it, I'll be praying. Someone prayed this morning and asked me for prayer. It must have been Keith C. Okay, Keith, so I got you. Amen. All right, so, no, there's someone else. Verna.
Was it Shauna?
Who's Shauna?
Lucas' wife.
It was not, but that's good too. But it was somebody else that, okay, well, maybe it was just me he was praying for them. Okay, that's fine. Amen. We want to pray for those names I just called, Pastor Drea's mom, for Janelle, for
Marcus,
and that's at the end. I know it's somebody else. I just can't think of who it is. That's going to bug me all day. Okay, all right. Lift our hands. Father God, in the name of Jesus, is Minister Lloyd here?
Yes.
Okay. I need to pray for my little chocolate niece.
Is she here?
When we're done. I saw her walk in. Ici à la maison. Oh, we will not be here Wednesday or Thursday, but we will be back same time Sunday if we're still here.
Amen.
Amen. Same time Sunday if we're still here. My prayer, but that's just me. Well, maybe it's not just me, but it is certainly me. Amen. Because there's a lot of us that's, you know, my prayer is this. But whatever the Lord chooses, I'm going to work with. Amen. But and Emerson had a birthday on the 22nd. Amen. 22 is a big, the whole world know, everybody know Emerson is 21 again. Amen. 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 I wish I'd remember to do this with Beth's birthday, but I'm getting old. Amen. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you for your love and kindness, for your righteousness and your mercies. Pastor Drea, how is your boss's wife?
She's doing well.
She's doing well?
Yeah, she's doing well.
Amen.
Yeah.
We give you, we pray for your boss's wife. You know we did.
We sure
Amen.
Did. The only
Adele
we knew.
Amen. Sevi Alunos, we bless you, Lord, for this opportunity to give you praise and to magnify you. You are the only. Somebody say only.
Only.
You are the only true and living God. There is no other God. There's not only no other God like him, there is no other God. These little G's down here are not gods.
Amen.
People just make them gods, but they're not gods. There's only one God, Yeshua. Amen. Amy, I saw this. We bless you. Oh, I know who it is. Abigail's mom. Mm-hmm. What's your mom's name?
Blanca.
I knew it was somebody else. Thank you, Lord. It's Abigail's mom that I've been praying for. Amen. Blanca. I need y'all to remember. We need to make sure.
Amen.
Father, thank you. We're asking that you would make a way for Leslie. She wants to be in the house of God. She wants to be in prayer. She wants to be in service. She wants to be in fellowship. So does your
Joanna
and her little bambinos. Did I say that right? Little kids. Yay! They want to be in prayer. I know you can fix it. You can make the way happen.
Hallelujah.
You can change whatever's going on for their benefit and to your glory. You can fix this thing. Because we know that greater is he that's in us, which is you, than anything that is in the world, which is them. We are the greater. They are the lesser. Fix it, Father. Father, we're praying that you would move in Verna's favor. We understand what the doctors are saying, but we need to know what you are saying. We understand what the doctors are saying about Blanca. We need to know what you're saying about Blanca. We know what the doctors are. The doctors don't know what to say. We need to know what you say about Janelle. You didn't keep her here all this time, going through all of this for no reason.
Amen.
There has to be a reason. And you have the answer. Father, we're praying for Marcus. Whatever's going on with him, Lord, only you know. You can fix that.
Yes.
Whatever that is, you can fix that. All of these loved ones and families and friends, and there are more, Lord, we're praying for healing, for deliverance. All of our loved ones in Hawaii, I got an email this week over someone being delivered in Hawaii. All of our, someone else being delivered in Hawaii that asked for prayer. Y'all don't realize. You may think it's just because there's two or three of us here, it can't be much. The Bible said where there's two or three gathered together in my name, touching and agreeing, what's going to happen? He will be in the midst. It's not about the numbers. It's about who's there. Is God in the midst? Amen. That's what's important. Because if God is there, You may not see people, but there are thousands of angels.
Amen.
You may not see people, but the Spirit of God covers all space. You may not see people, but the presence of God fills every seat. Oh.
Yeah.
You may not see people. I'm glad the house is not full. You know how many demons come with a house full of people? Y'all know. You know how many problems come with a house full of people? You know how many issues come when people come, because we invite everybody, drunks, crackheads, hookers, dope dealers, pushing. We invite everybody in the church to receive Christ, and they come with their issues.
Yes. Amen.
And you have to pray and work with them through their issues.
Amen.
We had that. I'm cool on that. Amen.
Amen.
I'm good. I'm blessed with, because the people that the Lord sent here, they're here because they want to be here. You don't have to convince them to be here. They're here because this is their choice. And they bring the Spirit of God with them.
Amen.
The quality of people that are here are beyond anything I've ever known. And I've been in church 50 years. This is the quality of people that God sent to this church are the highest quality of people I've ever met in church.
Aww.
That includes every person here. This is the way God did it. He shut it down and rebuilt it. Are y'all witnesses? Am I making this up, Pastor Dream? This is true. So the fact that we have empty seats, I praise the Lord, because we have thousands of seats out there. Amen?
Amen.
I don't have to look you in the face. I just need to know you love God. Amen?
Amen.
Because the faces I do see, I'm just happy to see them. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Am I done? Are we done?
Yes.
Okay. Nikki, no, you're not done. They've got... Go.
Dustin's daughter is in labor.
Blystone?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he had a daughter. Amen. Let's pray for his daughter. She's in labor now. Pastor Blystone, Pastor Dustin. Oh, there's our family. God bless you, soldiers.
God bless you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you. Father, Pastor Dustin's daughter is in labor. Father, you are able to meet her where she is. Bless her and the baby. La Isaros. You're able to lift them up in the name of Jesus. You're able to comfort them, to bring them peace. You're able to allow the transition not to be as hard as maybe others may thought it had been. Father, you're able to help and to meet her or them where they are. We bless you, Lord. We pray for victory for that daughter and that child and the new addition to the family. We bless you, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we pray over this house.
Yes.
We pray over your people. We pray over our pastors.
Yes.
We pray over the minister. Ryan would have been here, but there are things that are happening where he was unable to be here, but we know he is here. His desire is to be here.
Amen.
We pray for every person who has a desire to be in the house. And we pray for all of those that are here and those that are on their way. We thank you for this opportunity to bless you. We thank you, my God, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God willing, one way or another, we'll see you next Sunday.
Amen.
Amen. I hope it's the other way. That's the way I want to see you. That way. Amen. Go on. Go.